afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. My co-host for this week is Butch Paul, and we're going to bring you our opinion and commentary on today's economic and political events. Today is Thursday, December 28th, 2017. Please welcome to the program, Butch Paul. Good afternoon, Butch.
Good afternoon, Melody. How are you doing today?
Oh, fantastic. Cold? But
yeah,
good.
It's cold. It's cold, no doubt about it. By the way, if you hear any noise in the background, it's Crystal trying to finish up our magazine for the month we're sending out. You know, but by the way, if you don't mind me telling the folks this, folks, we put out a monthly news magazine online, free of charge, and I think it's one of the best out there. If you want a copy of it, just email us. Email me at pastorbutch@startmail.com. PastorButch@startmail.com. We'll see a copy of January's Minuteman magazine. I think you'll find it very interesting. So if you hear noise in the background, we're trying to wrap it up here in the office today, Melody. But I heard you say that we're going to give our opinion on news and events, and who else matters besides us anyway?
You got it.
Anyway,
the way I like it. I'll give out the call-in number here in a little bit, but first I want to go ahead and do the market report today. We have gold prices. Had a nice day in gold, up another 740, 1295. We'll see if it hits 1300 tomorrow to end the year. It would be a nice gift, Christmas gift for us if it hit 1300 tomorrow. Silver was up 16 cents today at $16.92. Platinum was up 5, 930, with palladium up 6 at 1,070. The USDX today was weaker by quite a bit, 0.35, 92.65. So that's a nice drop in the dollar, with crude oil trending higher, 0.27 at 59.91. And the paper markets today, let me get to that page if I can find it here. Yes, it's the end of the year and we got so many things going on. We have the Dow up 62 points today at 24,836. They might hit 25,000, so it'll be a good another records for the paper markets. The NASDAQ was up 10 at 6,950, and the S&P was up 5 at 2,687. We have the 10-year yield is turning around 0.02 at 2.43%. And, of course, the euro was up 0.36. European markets were basically flat overnight. And really, it's a quiet week of trading between the holidays, between Christmas and New Year's. And it seems even more so this year and past. Usually there's a lot of activity with people selling and people selling their paper investments and buying their gold and silver, converting. But I think with the taxes and with the changes to next year taxes, I think that eliminated a lot of this activity where we have some larger funds coming into gold and silver at the end of the year. So it's good to see the gold and silver markets performing as they are this year. So that means, I believe, it should be very active for January. So because people will be selling their paper investments now and taking advantage of the lower prices for gold and silver and looking for that safe haven. And they can do it right here at Discount Gold and Silver at 1-800-375-4188. We're still on target for rolling out our new website next week. I think we're going to be short a few pages because it's just difficult to get people around the holidays to, you know, work on the websites and to do this and do that. So I thought, well, even if we don't have the final finishing touches on it, at least we can get the new website up going where you can with a new radio page and start fresh. 2018, I think, is going to be a very exciting year. There's going to be a lot of changes. And so I'm excited and I'm pleased and I can't wait. So how about that, Butch?
That's a good start. That's a really good start. And by the way, another question about economics. Have you heard anything from the Baltic Dry Index? What's shipping doing now? Do you have any idea?
Well, it's dropped considerably, and I haven't really, you know, looked at it of late to see if it has rebounded. It certainly hasn't rebounded to where we were back in 2008, 2009, before everything crashed. So it has not gone back to its recession highs. And
well, you know, that's a good indication of really the world economy, not just ours, the world economy. When that's down, it means down about everywhere. You know, if we're not shipping, that means you're not producing and selling anything, more or less. So that's where we are in that.
Yeah, the there's also the prices, what they charge, is also a good indicator as far as for the shipping vessels, for the containers and so forth, because those are the products that are coming into the country. And those aren't looked at as much as the Baltic Dry Index. I guess the Baltic Dry Index is a little bit easier to find and so forth. But it does look like, I was trying to pull it up here, it is dropping. It had a big drop today. The previous close, I believe, was 14.30, and we're looking at the open was 13.66. 52, so it has been higher. It has been going up this year. The 52-week range started out at 685 and had a high of 1743. So we had a good year in that, but it's beginning to drop. And okay, I think that shows signs, yeah.
That's interesting. And, you know, there's many headlines today that we need to share. And, of course, I always send you a list while I'm on cover. And a couple I think we need to hit pretty rough top here is Korea, North Korea, what's happening there. Now, you probably saw the one I sent you, folks. As you know, the UN puts more embargoes on North Korea. Well, U.S. spy satellites, Melody, have caught Chinese ships illegally selling oil to North Korea. And it shows that in the West Sea, closer to China than South Korea, they're transporting products from one ship to the other, Chinese to Korean ships. So the embargo is not working too well. China is big enough to support North Korea, don't you believe?
Oh, absolutely. And from some of the reports that I've seen, that China has done it about 30 times since October.
Yes. So embargoes only work if everybody stands up and does them. But apparently we know China is an ally of North Korea, and China's warned us if we strike first, they'll strike back. And I don't think we want that. I really don't. And I know that the director of the CIA has said we'll be at war with North Korea in 12 weeks, within 12 weeks. I'll like to read this because I don't want to miss any of this. Rickards, author of The Road to Ruin, the global elite's secret plan for the next financial crisis, said he attended a private event in Washington, D.C., where CIA head Mike Pompeo told a small think tank group that conflict was inevitable. The most important financial or geopolitical issue in the world today is coming a war between the U.S. and North Korea probably in the next 12 weeks. How can I be sure about the timing? Director of the Central Intelligence Agency told me. According to Rickards, Pompeo said it would be imprudent to assume it would take North Korea more than 5 months to have a reliable arsenal of nuclear-armed ICBM missiles. These could strike the U.S. cities and kill millions of Americans. The meeting took place on October 20th, meaning March 20th will be the outside window for the war to begin, although Rickards says the war will likely begin before then. His prediction is echoed by General Wang Kanyang, who also said that war was likely before March. The war on the Korean Peninsula might break out any time between now and March next year, Wang told the Global Times, adding China should be physiologically prepared for a potential Korean war, and the Northeast China region should be mobilized for that. Meanwhile, a North Korean soldier who defected to the South earlier this year had been found to be immune to anthrax, sparking fears that the regime has succeeded in weaponizing the disease for potential delivery via intercontinental ballistic missiles. Melly, that's kind of scary, actually.
It really is. And it's, you know, I'm not a fan. I mean, he's the Council of Foreign Relations and, you know, big friends with Brzezinski and so forth. But I heard him make a statement this morning. There was a statement made about the sanctions on North Korea, and the statement was actually, it's really the wrong kind of sanctions. That is not going to deter North Korea from pursuing their nuclear weapons and their abilities to, or the, you know, to deploy them. He says you need to open the communications. Threats aren't going to do it, but you need to open the communications with economic discussions. How can we help them economically? You know, bringing them more into and dealing with them in that manner, and perhaps with, you know, making deals with South Korea. Now, don't know if he's open to that or not. Maybe that's why it's never happened, and so forth. But it kind of made a little bit of sense, even coming from someone that, you know, I disapprove of. Richard Haass was the person that was saying this. And, you know, he's, you know, right up there with all the elite and so forth. But I kind of agree with that. I mean, if that person, if the president of North Korea is willing, is willing to talk.
Yes. If it's possible. But, you know,
if it's possible,
wars, a lot of the wars have been started because of sanctions. You know that. I mean, mm-hmm. Japan struck out because of that. And a lot of wars have been called because, I don't know, you know, the leaders maybe are to the point they're mad because they're cutting off their supply to their people, to their nation. And maybe they're to the point now that they've been so pushed for so long they don't care any longer. I have no idea what the reason would be to strike in a situation like this. But sanctions only work if everybody goes along with it. If China's supplying North Korea, then the sanctions are useless. It's not doing good at all.
You're absolutely correct.
And China's so, like having a 500-pound gorilla backing you up in a fist fight. You know, that's intimidating.
You know, I don't know why. I read an article about China so many, many years ago. I shared this on this program periodically, and it dates back to the Depression. It was in the 30s, and the person, it was, I think, I don't know if it was American Review magazine back then, and he broke down that the Chinese, their social, their you know, how they view things, and I'll never forget the part that impacted me the most was, China will come to you as a friend.
Yes.
They
yes.
will extend their hand, but never ever believe that they're your friend. But that's how they gain their strength is so they come to you as a friend and trying to befriend everyone, and they'll just steal everything out from underneath you was basically, and he says that is not going to change. That's their culture.
Well,
people think cultures
of-
change.
In the process of robbing, so to speak, and building their economy, they're building their nation's strength, to pretty soon they become as big or bigger than we are economically and militarily, perhaps. I mean, they can certainly field a much bigger army than we can. So, I mean, the only answer we would have to retaliate with would be nukes, and nobody went to nuclear war. This would be a disaster beyond words. So we'll see what happens in North Korea. But on the head, the CIA says, by March, middle of March, last of March, that's pretty serious. I don't think the man's talking just to hear his, you know, hear his head roar. I think he really believes it's going to happen. So time will tell. And that will affect us financially. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. And what I also believe, too, whether it's tomorrow, next month, I believe the situation with North Korea, one way or another, will be handled within the next 4 years. I have no doubt about it that Donald Trump will do what is he thinks is proper to handle North Korea. And so it's not going to be like all the other administrations where they just, you know, kick the can down the road. I don't think they can kick the can down the road any longer when it comes to North Korea. I think they're at a point in time. And, you know, I think that you'll see, you know, decisions coming out of this administration one way or another as far as dealing with North Korea.
And whether it's what we would call it right or wrong, I have no idea. I really don't know. I'm not at the level enough to understand all the ins and outs of this. But I do know that war should be the last possible scenario to have to do. That's just all I can say. That's be the last one. But anyway, if it happens, it's not going to be very pretty at all. You know that.
No, it's not. And, you know, it's just not, we talked about this on our earlier program, it's just not about North Korea. It's about Iran.
Yep, it is.
It's about Russia.
Yep.
And I don't think any of them want a nuclear war. But I have no hesitation to say that they will become involved and they won't be on our side.
Yeah, I think that's a safe assumption.
Yeah. So. So, and you know, you have China who has. You know, China holds so much of our debt, and so who truly has the power anymore?
That's really right. You know, different topic along the same issues. One of the greatest expenses we have, I'm talking about me and you and everybody else, is health care. That's true, right?
Is what?
Health care.
Yes.
Insurances and doctor bills and drugs and whether you agree with it or not, people have to go to the doctor. They buy prescription drugs. They have to pay for insurance or the national welfare of some kind. And it's expensive. And my mind is, Melody, if we can take better care of ourselves to begin with, maybe we won't need to worry about so much money going out to see doctors and drugs. I mean, would that make sense to you?
It does.
It does, doesn't it? And now they've discovered that soft drinks, sweet drinks, actually alter the DNA in children. Now, this is from Natural News. It's a very reputable outfit. That it can alter the DNA and lower the immune system, makes them more vulnerable to diseases. Now, that's scary. And on top of that, they found out now that sugar doesn't just feed cancer cells, it produces cancer cells.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that's something to think about. And one of the biggest staples in this nation today is sweets. And sugar just doesn't come in what we call sweet food. You look in your cereal boxes, you look in your, even in milk. Do you know that an 8-ounce glass of milk has almost 4 teaspoons of sugar in it? Or no, almost 3 teaspoons of sugar in it?
Really?
Yes. Yes. I didn't know that.
No,
I
didn't
to look
either.
Being a diabetic and trying to watch it by my diet, and praise God, it's working quite well. I look at everything now. And 11 grams of sugar in an 8-ounce glass of milk, it's 4 grams is teaspoons, so it's almost 3 teaspoons of sugar. Why would you want to put sugar in milk? Well, it makes it sweeter, and it makes it habit-forming. Sugar is addictive, you know that.
Mm-hmm. I certainly do.
But it really and truly is. So we need to pay attention to this because we are poisoning ourselves. That's why we need doctors so much. We spend more money on healthcare than anybody in the world, and we're one of the lowest in healthcare results. And even life expectancy now has dropped over the last 2 years, every year. Unbelievable. Are we on break about that?
Yeah, I saw that report where our life expectancy was. I was going to talk about it again on the morning program, but it's. And I mean, our life expectancy is dropping to third world nations.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is. But people, again, it's like smoking or booze or even drugs. Sugar is addictive, and it's hard to shake. I know that. That's just the way it is.
Hey, we'll be right back. I hear the music. We're heading into a break. I'm Melody Cedarstrom with Butch Paul, and please stay tuned.
We will find you acting on your best
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it, nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together, working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
Down there we go. It seemed awfully loud. Didn't know if people could hear me out there. I'm Melody Cederstrom, and you're listening to Financial Survival. I'm here with Butch Paul. Once again, thank you for joining us. 1-800-375-4188 for all your gold and silver coin needs. Make sure you go to our website. We are ready to announce the opening of our website. Fingers crossed. The third's going to be a big day for Discount Gold and Silver Trading. So make sure you check out our new website, dgscoins.com. You can sign up for our newsletter. And, of course, you can listen to the radio archives also from the website. It'll have the new radio page on there. You know, Butch, while we were at break, I saw this article come up. It was the U.S. and Israel reach a joint plan to counter Iran. As a joint strategic work plan to counter Iranian activity in the Middle East, U.S. and Israeli officials said the joint understandings were reached in a secret meeting between senior Israeli and U.S. delegations at the White House on December 12th. And what it means is a senior U.S. official said that after 2 days of the talks, the U.S. and Israel reached a joint document, which included understandings on countering Iranian actions in the region. The document goals was to translate President Trump's Iran speech to joint U.S.-Israeli strategic goals regarding Iran and to set up a joint work plan. This really doesn't sound that good, does it?
No, it doesn't. It never does. And I don't mean to sound like people will get mad when I say this, but I don't care. Anytime U.S. and Israel get together, usually somebody pays for that. That's just the way it is. I'm sorry about that. Just the way it is. And Iran, I don't know what they're involved in. I can't say. Again, I'm not there to see these things. But I know from past history, we've invaded nations, Kuwait and Iraq and others, who had done nothing to us and had threatened and not even threatened us. But we've done that. So we'll see. It is about controlling the Middle East. It's about oil. It's about money. It's about elite global powers. That's what it's always been about, Melody. And that's what it's about right now.
You know, they said part of the understandings that were reached, the U.S. and Israel decided to form several working groups according to the joint goals. And one was covert and diplomatic action to block Iran's path to nuclear weapons. That's not good.
No, it's not good.
Covert, this is according to the U.S. officials. This working group will deal with diplomatic steps that can take part of the Iranian nuclear deal. And I guess next month, Trump is supposed to certify that nuclear deal, the Iran deal that Obama made. So I would think he's not going to certify that next month with this type of with this being released now.
Well, you know, I don't know. I'm have to guess. I'm guessing what about all this, but there's a lot of smoke going, a lot of smoke, and there's got to be a fire somewhere. Got to be something going on that you and I don't see yet, perhaps.
Yeah.
You know, I have noticed this over a lot of years, Melody, of experiencing this, that when they're waving their right hand, watch your left hand.
Yes, absolutely.
You know, and I've seen that happen many, many, many times. So I've learned to be aware of what I've been told. A lot of times they're doing something behind the scenes we don't know about, and it's going to hit us in the butt sooner or later. You know that.
Yes. But you're absolutely correct. Israel and the U.S. Teaming up, and, you know, we shouldn't be, you know, a surprise. Trump's son-in-law, Kushner, he's got to be playing a big part in all of this.
Of course he is. Mm-hmm. And people say, well, you're anti-Jew. I'm not anti-anybody. Now, listen to me. If you're going to tell you something, I'm not anti-Israel. I'm not anti-Iran. I'm not anti-Russia or China. I am pro-America, but America that I used to know, not the America that supports murdering children, sodomy and lesbianism and all the perversion. No, I don't support that at all. But I'm pro-American, and I had nothing wrong with helping other nations trade with them openly. As George Washington's told us in his final farewell address, trade with them fairly, do that openly, but do not make any alliances with them. He warned us that would destroy the nation. And now that we have the printing press is printing billions and trillions of dollars to give to other nations to buy their loyalty, perhaps, or to move their own agenda across their melody, George Washington's prophecy come true. We are in a mess.
We certainly are. And I don't see any way out of it.
No, there's not.
There's no way out of it.
Too far down the road. But and see what's talking about this article. This is again from Natural News. World Bank to stop financing oil and gas exploration and extraction in 2019. Now, they're going to stop financing. That's something that they did do, I guess you could say, is good. They helped finance finding more oil and natural gas deposits. But it was made in Paris just a week or two ago, actually just a day or two ago, that the French President Emmanuel Macron said he's doing it to cause improving their climate situation. Because of global warming and what fossil fuels doing to the World Bank is going to quit financing oil and gas exploration and extraction. Now, you and I don't know about you, but I heat my house with coal and wood. I do. I have propane backup, but I heat with coal and wood. But they want to put it into more alternative fuels, we'll say, other ways to stop global warming. Now, I don't know about where you are, but we're not getting much global warming here in the hills of West Virginia. You know, but I mean, as a matter of fact, and as you said, just to call up another ice age here now. So, come on, people. This is all about control. I can get wood off my own property, Melody. I do that. I cut my own wood and I heat my house with it. And I can get a ton of coal around here, a little bit of nothing right now. I'm more or less independent that way. But if they start outlawing these things and stopping people from doing these things, and in Canada it's getting really hard to even burn wood, you have to have a certified stove, a stove that's been certified by the Canadian government that you can burn wood in it, so it won't put pollution on in the air. Now, that's how bad it's getting. It's going to come to the U.S. real soon. You know that.
Oh, absolutely. And you also, yes, it is about control, but you also have to see where does the dollars go by doing this. You know, they're going to promote alternative fuels. They're going to promote, you know, these windmill farms offshore, sure, which I don't think is a good thing. And, you know, they, you know, every now and again, they try to push this, you know, this alternative ways of doing things. And I think windmills are great. You know, I don't see any problems with that. But, you know, they're not doing it for, you know, the good of you and me.
No.
That you can depend on. You know, it's not for our good. It's for more wealth. Follow the money. And I'm sure you can come up with, you know, again, it's all also as part of, it's part of the globalization
agenda. Absolutely. It is. And, of course, the scripture tells that the love of money is the root of all evil. Now, you think about that a minute. Why do doctors abort babies, murder babies? They get paid for it. Why do prostitutes sell their bodies? They get paid for it. I mean, why do all these things go around the way they are? It's the love of money that it controls the world, and it's a world system. We are in it like a lump, and we're here, and it affects us. We call it still. It does affect us.
Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'm kind of losing you a little bit. Maybe it was just temporarily there, but, you know, today China came out and said, we're talking about follow the money, follow the dots. It's, you know, it's all about money and the evil. China came out today and said that they would temporarily exempt foreign companies from paying tax on their earnings. Now, this is all a bid to keep American businesses from taking their profits out of China.
right,
following the United States code, where, you know, the administration wants to repatriate the trillions of dollars back into this country. Now, there is a little bit of a catch. To be eligible, foreign companies must invest those earnings in sectors that are encouraged by China's government, including railways, mining, technology, and agriculture. I mean, that's a pretty good way to get your infrastructure, you know,
sure,
on the way. And but again, they're looking to promote the growth of foreign investment, improve the quality of foreign investment, and encourage overseas investors to continuously expand their investment in China. I think it was yesterday's program where we talked about these countries aren't going to sit still. You know, they're going to want to start offering these multinational foreign corporations deals to keep their money where it's at, and to keep them from moving around. And is what we're able to offer enough to bring back U.S. manufacturing to this country?
Or that's a good question. I wonder why we didn't offer the same deals while they were here.
Wow.
Why didn't we offer them deals? Why didn't we offer them a chance to keep the plants here? I mean, I just wonder about that. If China can cut their taxes, well, couldn't we have done the same thing, kept them here?
Well, I mean, it was, you know, it started so many years ago with everybody thought NAFTA and CAFTA and all the other, you know, trade deals were such a deal, and they certainly weren't. They hurt the United States. So we've seen our manufacturing leave, and I don't think we're in a time where manufacturing will come back to the degree that it is. You might see some manufacturing plants where they might upgrade and so forth, but they're going to be upgrading, you know, with newer technology. So there's a lot of questions up in the air as far as exactly how is this all going to play out. But, you know, you talked about sanctions creating wars. What about trade agreements or not having trade agreements and competing and trying to get a bigger piece of the pie? That creates wars also.
Well, you know, when you think about this, a consumer nation is always in slavery to every nation in the world. If we don't manufacture here and we are consumers, we're at the mercy of all those that do manufacture. That's just the way it is. And it isn't pleasant to think about, but if there was a time when Israel, for example, when people raised their own food, they made their own clothing, they were independent. They lived their own piece of land, their own piece of property, and they were able to support themselves, independent from the king or anybody else. But when we become consumers and we just work an 8 to 5 job and we don't manufacture anything ourselves and we don't manufacture anything within the country, who really controls our dollar and who controls how we live?
Not us.
That's exactly right.
Not us.
That makes us a slave to the world.
Unless you buy gold and silver in your portfolio. If you have gold and silver in your portfolio, you're just a little more free than those that are enslaved to the government.
I agree.
So
the security of that alone is worth everything. It really is.
And it's hard to deny the Bitcoin, you know, rise from, you know, 1,000 to almost 20,000. It's hard to ignore the paper markets where the Dow is, you know, the paper markets are hitting highs on a daily basis, record highs on a daily basis. But, you know, all that's going to come to an end.
Oh, it is.
I know there's people out there saying, oh, it's going, they can go higher and so forth. The only way that you're going to have the Dow go higher, the only way you're going to have the S&P go higher, the only way you're going to have the NASDAQ go higher is through inflation. And that also is going to make your gold and silver prices go higher. So, and then it does get to the point where it's just nothing. It's just paper. It's worthless. And any type of war, anything to upset the apple cart, will make those markets drop so fast, because they will drop just as fast as they went up.
And the higher they go, the greater the fall.
And it doesn't change.
No,
I mean, this isn't. I mean, we're in uncharted territory. Agreed. But the bottom line doesn't change. Outcomes don't change. It's just a bigger outcome. We've gone in uncharted waters. Yeah, we're there. You know, we're not sure, you know, how is it going to play out. But the bottom line is people will lose 70% of their money.
Yeah, maybe more. Maybe more. You know, a guy named, you probably know who I'm talking about here, John Hussman. You've heard of him? Hussman Funds?
I think I've seen the name.
He wrote an article entitled Hussman, this is his article, on the three big delusions, paper wealth, a booming economy, and Bitcoin. Three illusions. He said, let us not, in the pride of our superior knowledge, turn with contempt from the follies of our predecessors. The study of the errors into which great minds have fallen in the pursuit of truth can never be uninstructive. He said, we're playing the fool, so to speak. We keep looking at all these things, and they're booming and booming and booming, and we're caught in that. The masses are caught in that and snared by these things. Eventually, it will burst, and the masses will be hurting. And that's just the way it is. Now, this is from a guy named Hussman, like I said, wrote this very good article to warn us about the bubbles and they're growing. And to show you just how fast it's getting to be, they said the cryptocurrency will probably cap at about $600 billion. Now, think about that. It's probably going to go that high and it's going to blow. Now, it's not that far away already because now they're coming out with a new cryptocurrency. Yes, let me find it here. I won't tell you what it is. It's called the utility settlement coin. It's emerging as banked as a bankster's cryptocurrency. Utility settlement coin will be the Bitcoin, the what they call it, the chain that the banks use.
Blockchain
to work together with their money. So they're going to do ways even fake money. They're going to go to a utility settlement coin, which is a blockchain, to handle worldwide finances. Now, what is that leading to, people? That's control to the nth degree. It's kind of spooky because we keep telling people this is going to be more control and the beast system will work, and folks, is coming. Total control. The dollar, by the way, is a world currency. Dollar becomes totally useless, Melody. Without something to back it up, where are you going to go? I mean, are you going to go to Bitcoin and hope it? I mean, what are you going to do if you don't have a dollar? It's worth anything.
And, you know, we are going to have a change in our monetary system. That's the only place that we can go when we have all world currencies be basically fiat. We have all these countries and nations debt-ridden to the degree of how are they going to sustain their debt. They can't.
Yes, they can't.
They won't be able to. And this is what they're doing. They're setting it up. They're drawing people in. Look at the youth. They're so easily embracing the technology. And I get people on my case saying, oh, you just don't like technology. No, I see where it's going.
Even the U.S. Congress sees it now. Congress is warning that the technology, the phones and all the new technology, the iPhones, are addictive. The Congress is looking at this and saying it's addictive. It's all addictive. The technology is going to control the people. We're no longer going to be free thinkers. We're going to follow the masses, and they're going to set us up for a takedown that people just aren't going to grasp. It's going to lead right into the mark of the beast, where if you don't bow down to them, so to speak, and take their world currencies, their mark, you're not going to buy or sell. It's going to be done gradually. It's going to control us. Now, they're going to break you.
Hold on.
Finish the break. Okay.
Hold that. Well, you're beginning to learn, Pastor Butch. Hey, folks, we'll be right back right after this short break. You're listening to Financial Survival.
Food prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, and Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com, or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
And I'm Melody, and thank you for joining us today. I'm Melody Cedarstrom, and I'm here with Pastor Butch Paul. And 1-800-375-4188. Give us a call. We've got, again, Silver Eagles. And you know, I did some comparison shopping online on the Silver Eagles. I have the lowest prices of the, you know, the most popular places online. So I can't say I'm the lowest price, but I guarantee you I'm lower than some of your big firms online.
Yes, you are.
And I was surprised at how much lower that we were. So we are running specials this month. And remember, we have the boxes of 500, the 28 American Silver Eagles. They're actually being released by the Mint on the 4th of January. Then, of course, they have to be shipped out, and then the retailers have to get them. So you're looking about, you know, maybe the second to third week that they'll be shipped out. But so it's always exciting to get the new year, 2018. You have a couple days to purchase these Silver Eagles without shipping costs. 20 or more, you get free shipping till the end of the month. And basically, we're running about $2.60 over spot. And so it's a great price for Silver Eagles. So 800-375-4188.
As you know, I'm sorry. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
I was just saying 800-375-4188.
Silver Eagles, folks, are my favorite. I give those to my grandchildren every year for the birthday. I like Silver Eagles because they're real dollars. They're recognized as real dollars. And I think because of that, they're worth a little more in my mind, because people recognize, hey, this is real money. It's not. There's nothing wrong with the you know, the coins that are generic, but the real dollar is the one I really enjoy. And Melanie, you've always given the best deal on them, folks. I compare prices. Melanie Seastrom is as good or better than everybody out there. You check it out for yourself. I've done it, and I'm telling you the truth. She's as good or better than anybody out there. But besides that, she's honest. And I like that too.
Thank you.
You are, and go ahead.
I just want to let the listeners know that being the last segment of the program today, if you'd like to call in and talk about a topic that we've discussed, 844-769-2944. And once again, that number is 844-769-2944. And Producer Todd will be standing by to let us know that you're calling in. We encourage your call. We're not afraid of you. We're not afraid of you guys. So
hey, you know, I was about to make a statement before we went to break that I think is interesting, because the American, and you're going to laugh when I say this, folks, but can't help it, I'm a hillbilly, American Psychiatric Association. Say it for me, Melvin.
Psychiatric.
The ASA, folks, has now declared people
so
that play video games.
I'm good for something, right?
But the people that play video games too much are now considered mentally ill. To an extent, the people that are on their cell phones all the time, and I can tell, now, I know people mail me right now, I can name names, and I might get hit if I do, so I'm not going to, that their cell phones are with them all the time, and if they're driving down the highway, sitting in a doctor's office, or wherever they are, they're scrolling through the cell phone. They come to somebody's house to visit, they're sitting on the couch scrolling through the cell phone, they're not talking, They're on the phone. And now even Zuckerberg and the rest of them admitted that they made it that way to get people consumed by them and addicted to them. And folks, think about this. Please think about this. What is life but time? If you spend a half an hour on that phone unnecessarily, you can't buy 1 minute of that back no matter how much you try. How much time have we wasted? TV sets, cell phones. How much time have we wasted of our lives, folks? Precious, precious minutes in our lives are gone because we want to scan our cell phones to look at nothing of importance. Now, you got me started on that again, Bill. See, you said hi to me. I got started. But, folks, this is important. And now they're going to call it mental illness. In my mind, it kind of is. It's addictive as cigarettes or drugs. And that's just the way it is. Now,
well, you know, I read a long time ago that, I don't know if it was Musk. I think it was Musk. I'm not sure, but it was one of these computer guys, Zuckerberg, one of them. And they said they have to continue to create new technology, not for the benefit of society, but they have to create this in order for people to continue to buy.
Yes.
Because they, people are constantly expecting. I mean, really, what has really improved in some of your cell phones and so forth? They take better and better pictures. Maybe they're a little bit faster each time. But I mean, how have they really transformed to the degree of quality at all? They're sleeker, they're smaller, they're bigger, you can text on, but they have to continue to create new things to keep people buying, and because that's what it's all about, folks. It's not about you. It's not about your quality of life. They could care less if you spent 24/7 on playing a game and watching your cell phone. They don't care about your quality of life.
Well,
it's all about money.
We're talking about adults here. I'm not talking about 15, 16-year-olds. They can be very much addicted.
I am, too.
I'm talking about people 30, 40, 50
yes.
years old or older who are addicted
yes.
to these things. I have a cell phone. If it were not for my wife, Marcia Jean, I would not have a cell phone. She says, I may have to get a hold of you sometime in an emergency or whatever, and I understand that. I do. But I lived without one for years we got by. But nonetheless, mine is in the front room now. I was on maybe 4 or 5 times a day, talked to you, I think, once or text you on, and that's all I do is I can't stand going there and search for anything. It's consuming time that I can't spare. I can find better ways to spend my time than looking at a cell phone. That's just the way it is.
And when I remember back in the early 90s when it was GMC, maybe it was Chevy, that came out, and you had that where you could sign up, and was it something Star? It was something
OnStar.
OnStar. All people used to complain, I'm not going to sign up for that because I'm going to be tracked and people can hear me. And I mean, it was a big deal. People didn't
yes.
want it. They
yes.
And now look at the cell phones. Look how easily they embrace. What, you don't think you can't be tracked on your cell phone? You don't think that they can't listen in on your cell phone? They do.
And by the way, your TV set communicates with your cell phone. I'm dead serious. I can prove that. This will be in this month's Minute Man magazine, folks. Your TV set communicates with your cell phone. Just send me an email at pastorbutch@startmail.com. Get the magazine. Look up the article for yourself. Your phone talks to the TV, and your cell phone, well, even your old phone did this, but your cell phone listens to what you're saying and knows what you're saying all the time. And now people, Melody, put these new technology things in their house where it's on all the time. You ask a question, it answers a question for you. You want to change TV channels, it'll do that for you. That is there 24/7 listening to everything you say, but who cares, right?
Yeah, nobody seems to care anymore. It's fun, it's exciting, it's entertainment, and it's no one sees the big picture. And it's not any different than our finances. No one sees the big picture. You know, we get caught up, think we're getting rewarded, and thinking that things are okay, that they're going to protect us, that they're going to make sure that, you know, our dollars will always buy something. And, you know, hey, gold is just the barbaric metal relic. And it's just like, no, folks, it's the illusion that they've created. And there's an agenda out there. And, it's, you know, sometimes when I say this, it sounds like, you know, oh, conspiracy theorist. And it's like, no, this is the truth.
Well, it is the truth. I mean, you can't deny it. It is the truth. It's the truth.
And the only way, and yes, we still work, we still enjoy life, we still do things, we still do this, we, you know, we like gadgets, you know, I think everybody kind of likes a gadget and so forth, and that's all fine and dandy, but you have to understand and beware of the impact that it can have, and not just us. And you know, I thought of this earlier today, Pastor Butch. I thought, you know, we talk about the future, we talk about the children, we talk about the grandchildren. How about talking about us?
Yeah.
You know, how about making it better for us? How about making it better so that we don't lose those things for us? Yeah, we understand that it's going to be impactful on the grandkids and the children and the grandchildren. I get that. But why don't we start making a change for us?
Yeah, that's a good point. Absolutely. Absolutely. I agree. You well, know? Again, it's just a matter of priorities we made in our lives, Melody. We've all done it. And again, a priority
I
made.
Do?
Oh, we all do. We all have. I still do. We all have to make decisions. What's going to be our priority today? What are you going to do with your time today? It's life. This day is a day of life. You'll never, ever, ever, ever get it back. If you had all the money in the whole world, or the whole world itself, you couldn't buy the day back. So how precious is that, Melody? Why are we going to waste so much of it playing video games, watching the boob tube, or what else we're doing with it? It's so precious. It's a gift from our Creator. We should not waste it with like that. We should not do that. But again, we do because it's been this is something we've done now. We got used to it. And we're not our privacy means nothing to us anymore. We don't think what people say, well, I don't want my privacy invaded. Yet everything they do is privacy has been invaded. You can't hide it any longer. With all the technology in your house, you can't hide it. And AI, artificial intelligence, is literally taken over the communications of this world. You know that.
Yes, I do.
I mean, Facebook had to cut off two of their technologies because the two AIs they had made up its own language. They were communicating back and forth, and no one knew what they were saying. They had disconnected.
Mm-hmm.
I'm serious. That's artificial intelligence can be appear almost real with the ability that has to figure things out and reason and evaluate and come to conclusions. That's scary. I mean, they're making robots now. They're almost like people. Excuse me, my dog just barked. But anyway, almost like people, and that's just the way it is.
And you know what? We're going to be running out of time. We only have about 3 minutes left of the program, and we do have a caller. We have Lance calling. I believe Lance is calling from Texas, if I remember correctly.
You know it, lady.
Hi, Lance. What do you? Thank you. What do you have for us?
Well, you know, it's the end of 2017, and I don't know. Everybody's having their, hey, what do you think is the biggest thing? Biggest thing that happened to me, hey, Butch, you know it's
hey.
Me. Biggest thing that happened to me was I found out that we're having an epidemic here of repressed memories. Now, we got all these, what do they call it? Yeah, Me Too, or whatever. Where these, mostly ladies, come out and say, you know, hey, this guy patted me on the butt.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
This guy did that.
Yeah.
This guy did the other. They stuck his tongue down my throat. I don't know what.
Yep,
but we have a real serious problem here. And it touched my life personally. And so this is the name of the book. It's called The Myth of Repressed Memory. false memories and allegations of sexual abuse by Dr. Elizabeth Loftus and Catherine Ketchum. Now, Dr. Loftus is the world's leading expert on memory. Okay? She's the world's leading expert on memory. And get this, she's a JD too. She's a Juris Doctorate. She's a professor of law at the University of California, something or other. But I think this is the biggest story of 2017 because she called me back and she said, Lance, this is an epidemic.
We got about a minute left.
Memories. You go ahead, Mel.
Lance, send me the information, please, on that. Would you like to get the book and interview her? Would you do that for me?
I can do that. You know I will.
I appreciate that. Thank you. Go ahead, Melody. We're down the last few seconds. No doubt. Thanks for the call, Lance. Go ahead, Melody.
You know, I mean, it is really a point, and that was a big story for 2017, and, you know, maybe we'll do stories tomorrow for 2017. I kind of like to look forward. You know, I like to look forward and make plans and be aware of what's happened in the past so we can, you know, see what's coming at us. But, you know, it reminds me, I remember there was this a period of time, Butch, when little kids were saying they were molested at a small age, and a mm-hmm. lot of them were memories that were basically implanted. They were mm-hmm. kind of, and, you know, it makes me wonder how much of that same type of thing is going on. You know, with this sexual harassment, and, you know, because even, 40 years sometimes is a long time. 30 years is a long time.
You have to understand, too, a lot of people do this, too, just get attention. You realize that.
Yeah. Absolutely.
You know, they have somebody they don't like, especially somebody with influence and power. Why not try to tear them down, make a lie about them?
Yeah.
Now, believe me, folks, they do that. They will lie on you. When I ran for office several years ago, I found out I had all kinds of girlfriends. I didn't get to meet none of them, apparently, but I had all kinds of girlfriends.
Is that right?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. Wow. And yeah, well, we're out of time. Go ahead.
Yeah, I don't want to talk about your girlfriends that you don't remember. Woo! Saved by the music. You're listening to Financial Survival. I'm Melody Searstrom with Pastor Butch Paul. So please make sure you tune in tomorrow and give Discount Gold and Silver a call at 1-800-375-4188. Thank you. Good night and God bless.
Good night. See you tomorrow, folks.